It's the Social Geeks episode number 40, Cover Your Face. This episode is brought to you by Headway. Headway is the best way to theme your WordPress installations with a drag and drop interface and easy reusable sections. Visit bit.ly/IDoHeadway. I didn't start officially yet like last time. Welcome, everybody. It is episode number 40 of the Social Geeks. I'm not sure how that happened, that we made it to 40, but welcome to our new listeners as well. A ton of new listeners that came from all over the world, actually, due to our syndication with newdomain.net. So welcome to all of them that picked it up and subscribed, and I saw it on the map of the refers as well as subscriptions jumping all over. Great panel this week. I'm in the lap of luxury having an all-female panel this week. This is great. Well, besides myself. So we got, again, Corvita is back. Hello, dear.
Hola.
Hola. We've missed you terribly, terribly so. A regular that has been joining us consistently now, Liz Money.
Hello.
Hello. And then the mysterious and nonstop writing of Sarah Perez.
Nonstop.
I think everything I see you produce like 450 articles a day.
It is,
it is quite an impressive display. So we're gonna dive in. So we got a good feedback, but we're gonna cover a bunch of social network and social topics as well as just some general stuff that I know we have in there. First up, this is actually something you talked about, Sarah, I believe, was Faced.me. Yet another facial recognition software app, call it what the hell you want. So what is this? I know this one is supposed to look at your face, of course, but
yeah. So who knows? I mean, it hasn't actually launched yet, and it was came out of Startup Week in Brazil this past weekend.
Did so you just go? Were you there?
No.
Okay.
I just talked to somebody.
We're about to hang up on you. Okay.
Yeah. Right. I'm in Brazil right now. And I just love the idea because I was so like anticipating that Recognizer app. I don't know if anyone ever remembers this, but it was created by the Astonishing Tribe, or TAT, which was acquired by RIM, makers of the BlackBerry smartphones.
Yes.
And Playbook tablet.
Yep.
But all right. It never launched. It was always like this demo concept app. And the idea was that you were going to hold the phone up, it would see someone's face, it would recognize it, and it would show you their social networking profiles. Well, since then, like, no one has done anything like that. And then I saw this app that's in development, and I said, hot damn, I want that. Right. I've just been dying for something like this. I know it's creepy, but it sounds so cool.
Well, they have a 15-second video on the front. Let's see if we can hear it. Hold on, let me see if all of you can hear it.
I don't know if it's really a video worth playing.
Apparently not.
Yeah, I mean, it's silent, I think. It's not like a whole... Or the talking is not even in English.
That doesn't matter.
If it's the demonstration. It's,
yeah, that was pretty much it. You're right, that was the demonstration. That sucked.
Sucky demonstration. But it's just... And they're doing it on an iPad, which is sort of bizarre, too. But, you know, I guess anything with a camera.
I'm actually not surprised that they started iPad per se, because if you look at the demos, everyone, it's Faced, FACED.ME. If you look at it in the demo, they're holding it up to the camera, like you said, the iPad, but they're holding it up to her face, and then it's supposed to pick up your social networks, presuming you don't use an avatar or something else, based upon your face, right? Just supposed to connect you or let you see their information that's public? Is that the idea?
Right. Well, I think... from my understanding, that the way it will work is, when you sign up for the app, you have to upload your photo or a video of yourself if you choose, and so initially it'll only work with people who have signed up to use the app. So it may be more conceptual in that sense than useful or practical, but they supposedly have the technology is scalable enough to actually crawl through like Facebook at some point and, you know, look at the photos and then start cataloging them and matching those up to face, you know, the faces it sees in the future.
Let's talk about what this. So there is an API that exists for this. Face.com built it a while ago. They put it into Facebook. They launched an app called Photo Tagger. I played with the original beta before they launched their site with the API.
Yeah.
Would this, I remember I talked about it. I was like, it's almost been a year and a half at least, I think, or longer that they did this. Would this freak the three of you out to know that anywhere you were public, they could hold up a camera to the side or even a cell phone camera to the side and hold it up and get your face and then get all of your current public information?
Yeah, it's creepy, definitely, but it's awesome.
It's
also sort of like the inevitable future, I think, that we're headed towards is just like living in public. And I don't know. Let's just go for it.
What, Liz, you kind of laughed.
I remember that I used that Facebook, the Face Tagger app also. Like, I used it out of sheer laziness because I was tired of tagging everybody my hand. But it has morphed into something that's, I agree, it's inevitable. We're all out there. We're all in the social networks. And actually, this reminds me of an app that someone from New Orleans I had developed a couple of years ago, and it was an interesting way to remember face. It was actually to try to help people remember names to faces, because you go to conventions, you go to conferences, you go to mixers, you go to network events, and you meet so many people, and you know, you forget. Not, you know, everyone says, oh, I'm so bad with names. I feel like an asshat when I can't remember anyone's name. So he put up, he had a little project where it had, you would log in and you put your name and a picture up, and it would, you would remember people. It would be like a flashcard. It would flash a picture, and you have to guess what, you know, kind of put it together with the name. Facerizer, I think it was. And, you know, that was, it was kind of, a very interesting concept, and he had some really good research behind it. So that was a kind of a precursor to something like this. And when that came out, I was like, well, that's really awesome. And then all this face recognition started coming out. So I've kind of like had a sneak peek of like how that could morph and grow into something like this. But, it's seriously, this is the technology has come around so fast. But I'm imagining being at, you know, a mixer or something, and someone's got their iPad or their phone out, and I may not even know who it is, and they're from across the room, and they pick this up, and then they have all my, you know, having all my pictures.
Well,
up.
Here's the key word is that it's public. I mean, Corvita, you're, you know, big in the limelight now. You're big in the public. You're out at events more than a bunch of us right now as well. But picture, we go back to South by Southwest this next year. You know, Sarah was there. I was there. Liz didn't go. Corvita was there. And would that bother you at all that someone was doing it at an event like South by Southwest, or would you want them to find you?
No. Okay. So I'm glad you bring up that point with South by Southwest, specifically at events and press conferences. That would be fine with me. I would be totally comfortable for that. But I wouldn't see that type of behavior, I guess I would say, taking off in just mainstream everyday life. Like, you're not going to walk down the street doing that to people. Even if you're tempted to initially, you'll do it with people that you know, because I would hope that most people have the common sense to know that to some extent it would be rude to just walk up and flash your phone in their face just to try to get some profiles. You don't even know who they are. So it would be irrelevant to you on a larger scale. But I think for specific events, when you're networking, at press conferences, things like that, that would be the perfect application.
Right.
Even in school, the kids are just getting to know each other or getting to know the teachers and want to know, you know, what educational social networks they're a part of. That would be great.
Right, just what I need.
So I think it could have a purpose. But
like, instead of the business card exchange.
Well, right. I'm in class and I take my high school teacher, I pull up my smartphone, I take a picture of her face, all of a sudden I see all her bad Facebook photos. That would be, yeah, you're right, that would be perfect.
No, not so that's
well, that's not how Facebook works, man. No. You'd see her blank public profile. You wouldn't be able to see all
her
private stuff.
You know, and I would assume that this technology on some level, if it were to go mainstream, would allow you to opt out of it, I would hope. Like, you wouldn't want your, you know, if you're on a porn social network, you wouldn't want that to be showing up as public information that anybody could get. I mean, I think some privacy measures would need to be put in place for anyone to really want to be a part of it.
So let's look at it this way. Now, here's a question. So I'm looking at face.com. Their API, you know, is they give you the ability to use their API to do things. They're saying, and who knows how accurate the number is, of course, but over 34 billion faces recognized through, you know, millions and millions of photos across Facebook and everywhere else. Just because you took off a tag of a photo of yourself, all right? So let's say all four of us are at South by Southwest, and I decide I untag myself from the photo, but that photo still exists in your stream and it's public, then this software would then recognize my face in your public stream of photos and still be able to identify me in those, even though I untagged myself in Facebook so it didn't show in my stream.
I think we're getting way ahead of what the software is actually doing.
No, I understand what yours is doing. We're talking about both.
Conceptually, may or may not do.
Well, I
think it's going to look at one photo, a profile photo, and match it up. And anything else that it may or may not do in the future from this startup or from Google or from whatever is so far down the line that by the time it rolls out, like, society may be perfectly okay with that.
No, I'm not disagreeing. I'm not saying this app is made for finding your networks, but I'm talking about also face.com, that's what they build, is to take any stream of photos, which I can't imagine that this company would not utilize this API that was already built. Like, I don't know what's behind face.me, but I can't imagine that they would want to rewrite everything that a company that has a public facial recognition API has already built, and why they wouldn't use it, which kind of leads you down the path saying they're saying on their site right now, it's a rolling thing, which who knows how accurate the number is, but it moves every so often, that they've done 34 billion processed photos across Celebrity Finder through Twitter and Photo Tagger and all their other companies that use them. So I was just saying, would you get more data, you know, gleaned by taking, rocking up someone's face at a conference saying like a QR code, but it's your face. Right. I think it's cool.
Yeah. I think it's cool.
So it's more about controlling your privacy than it is what the app does.
Yeah.
Okay. But I like Corvita's point that says you better have a way to opt your face out.
For sure.
So use your Logitech camera or your smartphone, take a picture of yourself, and then use that to opt yourself out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
then one day we won't even need camera phones and iPads with cameras. We'll just be able to have the technology embedded in our eyeballs and our contact lenses.
Hey, are you kidding me? I'll scan the back of your neck with one of those RFID tags, and just I'll get all your information that way. It'll be perfect.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Well, they're not launched yet, so we'll link to face.me. If anyone gets a hold of this beta early, or one of our listeners that has somehow gotten into it or taken part of it, or from the company, if they actually hear about it because we link to it, let us know. We would be happy to look at it, tear it apart, and talk to you. So face.me and the face.com, which has been around. Everyone can access Photo Tagger, by the way, inside of Facebook. It's an app, so everyone can get that now. All right. I had next up, and then we'll keep rolling through, personal.com. So it's a new site. It is the, what'd you call it, Sarah? It's the anti-social network? In a way. So it's about taking all of your personal data, putting it on the web in a secure environment, and then you're able, and it's private by default. You own your data by default. Their legal whole page on legal says, we did the reverse. We want you to own your data, and we simplified the terms of service. But they want you to put all your personal data up and then share what they call gems, which is information about you, to specific people. So, what's an example they give so it makes sense? For the babysitter, I share a gem about the kid's allergies and other stuff that you normally wouldn't put on another social network, of course. Or here's a Wi-Fi code while you're at the house. We have a guest Wi-Fi account. We put that out there as a gem, that type of thing. Would you guys trust, I know it's a social network per se, but would you trust your network enough that you know it's private by default to put that much personal information out there? Whoever wants to go first, I don't care.
No, in store.
Okay. One down.
No, I'm very wary of trusting an early stage startup with highly sensitive information.
Okay.
Even if they tell me that they've done due diligence and they've, you know, all this stuff, like, I mean, I want to see the credentials of the founders. I want to know what they worked on before. And I want to know if they're successful entrepreneurs or if this is their first project. I want to know who's funding the situation. Like, I want to have some sort of confidence that it's okay before I put highly, highly personal information.
Well, let's start with the first thing you said, just for grins. The co-founders, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them, 10-year track record together. They built the MAP network, which was bought by Nokia. And Navtech, the subsidiary Nokia Navtech that does the navigation. In 2006, seeds of their personal relationship began 15 years ago, rooted in a post-war reconstruction efforts in Bosnia. So this is the basic team. Then, of course, you have a whole bunch of bios of different, you know, people across it. The chief policy officer, general counsel, all the way down to product management is on their page. And then they have a Sarajevo office. Oh, wow. So they have offices, and they're apparently it's written over there. Their developers are apparently over towards Bosnia.
And so do they have to follow U.S. law?
Well, so there's, I don't even know if they fall under the EU safe harbor, which I know a bunch about because, you know, where I work, we're EU safe harbor certified. So I'd imagine that to meet, they have a DC office is where their other office is in the DC. Okay. So yes, I would say yes. So, but we heard Corvita said no. Sarah said, eh, what about you, Liz?
I have an interesting situation where I could probably use this for like light data, because me and my roommates, the boys have so many gadgets and things. Like, he just got a new scale. It's one of those Wee Thing scale. Where, oh my God, we have the accounts where it tracks all our.
It can tweet it, yeah.
He could tweet it, and then we have a Sonos system, so to control all the, you know, the speakers in the house and the bathroom and the kitchen and the zones, household things like that. Because we, you know, we have a group texting, a group me and everything like that. So like, we could totally use that for things like, you know, the accounts for the Xbox, accounts for this, our bathroom scale, our, you know, like when to put the heater on and things like that, and the Sonos alarms and so like light data. And like right now I could probably, if my I've got like some property to sell, so like I could probably give a gem to my realtor about what her guest password is for the alarm to my house. So things like that, and like I can see where I could use it, because you know, there's so many passwords in my house for all these gadgets. Sometimes I'm like, oh my God, I have 99 problems, and they're all the passwords to the things in my house.
I was wondering what you're going to say when you had 99 problems. I was waiting to hear where you were headed with that one right there.
And it's my BMI score, my scale. No, it's so like we have a funny little, you know, we have a little nerd house, so I can totally see where like we could use it
and share gems about that information type of thing.
Yeah. You know, like, of, you know, when to turn, you know, is it the lights? Do you want the lights on? Do you want the lights off? When are you going to be home? Things like that. So I could use it for that.
Well, they say they use 256 bit SSL. They then have another encryption layer, so not even employees can read your data. They can't recover your password as an employee. Like, they can't even see it or recover it. One of their links about reading the full article doesn't work. About more information, it's dead link, which is fine. But their whole thing is about, we double encrypt, triple encrypt behind the scenes, so then, you know, no one can see it. Now they tell you, oh, use your mobile browser at personal, because they have Android and iPhone apps coming soon, and they'll have a mobile site. But I'm telling you, if you're on a mobile Wi-Fi hotspot, you better have a mobile VPN running.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to, hopefully they encrypt the layer all the way through login. Which they do. As soon as you click the login, it's, you know, an SSL page. So that's a good starting point for them. But yeah, you know, Corvita said no right away. Sarah was like, eh, no. Would you go in and actually test and play around and make some fake gems and things like that? Probably. I would probably just go in to see what the site looked like and how it functioned, without a doubt. But you know what I'm going to do is, I've already started it. I got an account, and I was going to do a screencast of the site itself. Make up some fake gems so everybody can see what's going on, and then how you share them and what it means and everything else. You make up a username, you make up some, you know, basic information. You can do social ones, anonymous data, whatever you want to do. They don't track you, they say, when you leave or where you come from or what site. So it's pretty much an isolated environment. So that was easy. Everyone said they're not comfortable enough yet. So moving on. We'll just jump.
We'd rather scan each other's faces.
I know.
Put our information on the internet.
Exactly. I'd rather walk up to you with, you guys, Chumpke. You saw Chumpke?
Yeah, I wrote about that one. Yeah.
Oh, you wrote about it. Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know. But another one where you walk up and you take a picture and you have conversations about pictures that are posted then publicly. So it's the same idea. Now we're getting into so much. You look at the pictures, share around. Color failed miserably around this. Type of attempt, right? Seeing photos around a public area, around the area you're in, and then can you like them and zoom and thumbs up and thumbs down, and can you comment? They didn't make it, but Chumpke is launched. I know they're in the App Store, but they're not on Android yet. Sarah, did you play with this at all, or did you just write about it?
Yeah, I believe I was the first one to write about them, actually. They're kind of an interesting startup. I mean, I don't really know how sticky they're going to be for everyone, and there's kind of an odd mix of people using it. There's like little kids sort of playing around with it, and then there's people just sort of saying random things, but it has that sort of serendipity of and just having a voyeuristic look into someone else's life, I guess.
I can say one thing I don't like about it right away, so everyone knows, is yes, you find it in the App Store, but their website has absolutely nothing about them. You can't, there's no data at all on their website about them. It's a picture of an iPhone and a little monkey with some glasses taking a picture, and then a link to the App Store, which sucks. They don't tell you about data storage, retention, where the photo, they don't tell you anything.
No, their website really needs work. It is what it is. So, I mean, it's kind of interesting. It's kind of just, it's random. It's a little goofy. It's a little weird. It's kind of fun. The different design and UI, I think, is interesting. The way you can sort of drag the videos around on the screen and flick them off the screen. That's kind of neat.
I will say the monkey, their emblem, mascot, avatar, whatever we call it. It does wear glasses, a sweater, and has two earrings.
Yeah, so, he's cool. Yeah, he's a cool monkey.
He's a cool monkey. I know. Right now, Corvita's pulling up to see what the heck, see if his sweater is in fashion or not. To see if it actually works. All right, enough about it. So no one else tried chumming. I didn't try it either. It kind of scared me, just so everybody knows. That one kind of scared
me. Yeah, I mean, it's sort of like, I guess, YouTube, where you can create a video and people can reply to your video.
Okay.
But it's sort of like that, and a lot of people do use YouTube for those sort of personal conversations via video.
Gotcha.
It's just kind of mobilizing that and making the experience a little different.
I gotcha. All right, so Corvita, before you get to your fun one, because you wanted to talk about Black Friday sales and stuff like that, and we can talk about using location services and all that stuff American Express is doing. I forgot to throw it in last week in the middle. I need to throw it this time. I had to go back and edit to do it right. Someone just plugged in their iPhone.
Oh, sorry.
That's fine. I was just giving you trouble because we heard it. Talk about our sponsor, Headway. For those that don't know, we reached deep for something that was more socially oriented, and we'll see what happens with the Headway guys. But they write a drag and drop. I love this theme. It's not an actual theme for WordPress, but it's a drag and drop UI ability for you to make a WordPress theme exactly the way you want to. You hear a lot of other places talk about Squarespace's hosting, but if you have your own WordPress site and you want to be able to easily go in and add these drag and drop interfaces and resize it and change the font while you look at it visually, if you're using Firefox for that part, I believe they're working on Chrome, but you're able to actually go in and then just say, oh, I want this main pane to be wider, and drag it with your mouse, make it wider, save it, look at it, do whatever you want to do, apply the changes, click on font on the top or the heading, change it for the whole site, images, and then you can reuse parts of your site. They call them leafs, but you can reuse leafs over and over in the site, so you don't have to keep rebuilding the same things. I love Headway. They've got a single user license. They've got a multi-site license, anything you could possibly want. So we have a link you go to. It's a bit.ly link, bit.ly/IDoHeadway. And what it'll do is take you right in for those guys. So if you really like WordPress a lot, this is the theme to get that's really not a theme. It's a tool to build themes. So it's an awesome thing. So we thank Headway for talking to us and saying, yes, please pimp our product on your show. That's the best way to do it. We thank them for that. So let's talk about it. We're 2 days out from the big bad day where Corvita will apparently blow her check on clothes. Oh, she put herself on mute again.
Oh, no.
No. What do you mean? I did not say I was going to blow my check on clothes.
You said you were going to some store.
This is Black Friday, Chris. That means I'm not going to blow my check. It's supposed to be deals. I'm supposed to be saving money.
There you go.
That means you buy twice as much.
I shouldn't be blowing my check.
Let's start.
That's not a reason to buy twice as much.
So
you need to get and get out.
I want to ask the first question, then we'll go into like what tools we would use to find all the stuff. Is anyone going to, we talked about this a little before, camp out for the doors opening at whatever time? I don't care if it's midnight or 4 a.m. Are you going to camp out?
No.
Sarah?
Oh, no.
No. No. Liz?
Probably not. There's rumors that there's some stores here that are going to open at midnight.
Oh, it's not rumor. They are. It's everywhere.
So, I mean, it's so much easier to go at midnight than at 4 a.m. But I do have to work on Friday, so I'm probably not going to.
What? Okay. It's true. So a lot of stores got a heat this year. So we should talk about that publicly on the internet, a little backlash of moving what became ridiculous. Remember back in the days, well, maybe not Corvita, but you used to open at like 8, then it was 7, 6, whatever, move backwards to 4. And now we're talking, forget it, soon as Thanksgiving's over, darn it, we're opening at midnight. And the stores are taking some heat saying, basically, why even have Black Friday at this point? Just put it all on sale and be done with it. Are you guys using anything socially to track the ads? Like, I know they're running, some of the location services are running some check-ins like Foursquare and things like that.
I'm personally not. I think we might go to the beach this weekend. So, I mean, those are my big Black Friday plans.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, there's a dolphin nearby who was in a movie recently. So okay. We might go see him.
Wow.
You know that movie about the dolphin with the fake flipper or something?
No, but I'll take for granted that...
Really?
No, I have no idea.
It had like Morgan Freeman in it and some other people. I don't know.
No,
anyway, yeah, so I don't remember the dolphin's name, but it was okay. A true story, happened in Clearwater, Florida. Some friends are coming down from out of state. They were going to go visit this dolphin because they have kids who saw the movie, I guess, and we might meet them up over there and visit a dolphin.
Nice. So, and Corvita, you said you're going to go and hit some of the sales, so you're going to get out there early and actually shop a little bit and save money.
Yes. I'm going to get up early and go get what I want. I saw it today, and I was notified of the sale, so I put it all back, and I'm just going to wait until Friday. But I do have two apps that I'm using.
Okay.
I'm using two Black Friday apps, one powered by DealNews.com. Okay. It's just called Black Friday. And then there's another one, Black Friday 2011 by BradDeals.com. I have those two on my phone, so I'll be browsing them. But to be honest, there isn't very much that
you would be
interested in getting right now. Yeah.
So Foursquare Foursquare has, of course, new badges for the day. They have mall rat badges as well as a bunch of other crap. But they partner with American Express for Small Business Day. That's Saturday, correct?
Correct.
Saturday.
Yeah.
So they'll be having an event around partnering with American Express, which I think is a big deal for them.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, like Corvita said, I think you nailed it. Everything is revolving around the shopping apps. So all the little multiple shopping apps you can get, not a Groupon's, but what is it? Living Social, and then all these little deals and daily deals and deal me in and deal me out and, you know, let's make a deal. All the little stuff.
Deal me around. Deal me upside down.
Right. They're trying to make the same splash that Groupon made. I think most of them will fail miserably, but we wish everybody the best of luck as they shop. Hopefully I will sleep. I don't plan on going out early because Walmart said they're going to run, this is interesting, ads at specials at midnight, then again at 8 a.m., then again at like 10 or 11 a.m. to catch the waves of people as you jump between stores. They're not stupid because as you know, most of them only have what, 2 or 3 lead items. Come get this $200, 60,000 inch TV, right? We have two. And then they're not going to do it again. So Walmart said, oh, okay, well, we'll open at midnight, but then we're going to do it again at 8 a.m. So I want to see the guy. This is what I want to see, is the unlucky guy that has to pull that pallet from the back of the store to the front. Do you think?
God.
Yeah, how far do you think he'll make it before either he dies or that thing gets toppled?
Good point.
He's not going to make it far.
Maybe he has a security team around him or something.
Yeah, good freaking luck. Good luck. All right, moving on. So we had a couple others. Who brought up... that what Corvita did. It's your turn. How are they pronouncing it? Is it Foursquare Wi-Fi? The Foursquare Wi-Fi? But they abbreviated it all, so tell them about this app.
Foursquare Wi-Fi.
You know what I mean. So go ahead and tell them about this app.
It's supposed to be an app that uses Foursquare to show you nearby Wi-Fi locations and their passwords. So you would just go in and open the app and it'll show you a bunch of venues nearby, just like Foursquare. But it doesn't look as pretty as Foursquare. And then you click on a venue, and there should be a tips, like a map, and then underneath that, a tips section, and then the tips should say Wi-Fi and the username and password for it, according to TechCrunch's post. Anyways.
So can I just ask a question? I'm going to ask you this. Would you not think that it would just been smarter for people to put this in the tips section of the Foursquare venue?
That's where it's coming from.
Businesses should have done that, but they don't. And for various reasons, obviously because, number one, they don't want people just coming in to freeload off their Wi-Fi. So this is definitely, I mean, I don't know what Foursquare's position on it, but it could be a problem for some locations. And maybe not.
Well, oh, Sarah, so you say that's where they're getting it from. So you're saying they're pulling the data from?
They're using the Foursquare. It's built on top of the Foursquare API.
Correct.
And it's searching through the user tips on Foursquare for anything where people are saying something about the Wi-Fi, like free Wi-Fi or Wi-Fi password is X or whatever. And they're just, you know, instead of like stripping out all the other comments, they're just related to the venue itself and just showing you the comments that are related to the Wi-Fi so that you can just quickly launch this, see what the password is and get on.
So go ahead.
It works as advertised. I mean, I tried it and I looked at, you know, some various venues around town and it's, you know, it seems to have I can't actually log on to the networks because I'm not nearby them, but I mean, it seems to be listing the usernames and passwords fairly consistently. But I mean, it's not going to get you onto your neighbor's Wi-Fi, for example. It's, for the most part, it's like businesses that do have a free Wi-Fi.
Okay. So if you check in and put your neighbor's Wi-Fi on there, it would be, but it's, you know.
Yeah, or if you want to share your Wi-Fi because you're cool like that.
Well, here's an interesting question. And is this, do you think this is something that Foursquare will do that Twitter did before that I wrote about, is how they just beat down their partner ecosystem by everything that partners made, eventually they're rolling into the product and removing anyone, right? He wants to make, like he said in the article that was on TechCrunch, it says, well, the app is currently free, but the team wants to explore a model, maybe, this is just maybe, where you have an in-app payment that says, we'll give you a whole offline map of all the Wi-Fi within a city. I could understand that being a cool little thing that Foursquare wouldn't do, but couldn't you see them making a special area just for Wi-Fi access and then kind of saying, we don't need you guys to write this because we're doing it?
I don't know if that's really core to what Foursquare is all about.
They got events now. Why not? I mean, they basically killed Gowalla, who made themselves now a trip service. True. Gowalla's not even in the location game anymore. They say it themselves. They want to be known more of a build a trip plan itinerary. You know,
right,
stuff.
Right. Yeah, they pivoted because of Foursquare's dominance.
And
but
Places went away. You can still check in on Facebook, but Places went away in terms of it being a forefront type of thing. Scavengers hasn't grown beyond a couple million users.
Right.
There is nobody else. It's like this is the Facebook of location right now.
Yeah, I agree with that, definitely. But I feel like Foursquare Wi-Fi is just a little utility. I don't feel like it's an essential piece to Foursquare that's just missing from the product.
No, not essential, but if the data is already in their database. Go ahead, Liz.
Certainly not for everyone.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I haven't loaded it yet. Has anyone else loaded it?
I did, yeah.
Okay, Sarah did. Liz?
It seems to be only on iPhone, so being an Android user. Otherwise, you know, I would kind of use the heck out of that.
Wherever you could find Wi-Fi, you're good to go?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm kind of out and about, you know, a lot. And if there's a bar that has, you know, Wi-Fi on it, so, you know, because people really want to know what I'm tweeting about at the bar. Or, you know, we have a lot of coffee shops here that still do Wi-Fi codes. So my lifestyle kind of would use that layer of Foursquare quite a bit because once you check in and then, oh, okay, Wi-Fi can conserve some battery, things like that. So
gotcha.
I can dig it.
All right. We'll take a look. We'll see what comes up with that one. We'll see if anyone So now you guys have it. We'll link to it. But it's the number 4 SQ for Foursquare because they can't use Foursquare, of course, Wi-Fi is what they're using right there. And you can download it straight from iTunes. Just search for the number 4 SQ Wi-Fi. So let's talk about real quick. Obama's campaign is on Google+. Yay. Do you guys see a huge, I know he has a lot of followers on Twitter, if I'm correct, right? I don't know what the number is. I didn't want to look. But do you see this as that they had to do to reach new people? Or does it make a bit of difference? Or do you think they'll have better, you know, content? So I'm just kind of impressed that they did it overall.
He has 11.2 million followers on Twitter.
Jeez. Okay. All right. He got the verified account too, his profile. He now has the verified tick mark. Basically, it got launched Wednesday morning, and it's the Obama 2012 Google+ page. Whoever wrote it for him, I presume it's not him, that said, we're still kicking the tires to figure it out. Let us know what you'd like to see here and what your ideas are. He's been active on Twitter. He's doing his thing. You know, carries his BlackBerry around. His team is social media savvy. They do everything. He's got a bunch of people that help write. But do you think he's under some sort of, he has to get on every network now just to, one, own his name there, but two, to have some sort of presence?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes. Okay. I mean, my dad actually was recently in some elections, there were candidates that he knew that he was running against, and not running against, but just in his space, that were winning simply because they used social media and other candidates didn't. I mean, these aren't, of course, for as big as like the presidency, but I mean, I think social media has become a key part to the modern politicking process.
Okay. Well, he's actually pushing a contest on there, which is interesting, because I know Google Plus say something, you can't do contests, or mm-hmm. Right. Well, he's running a contest where you get to have dinner with Obama.
Well, if the president wants to run a contest, he gets to run a contest.
Okay. If that's what he wants to do. So they're asking, you know, the question is just how successful will this be? Or are they just going to use it as another outlet? I think it's great. He's getting on every network or has the team do it, owns himself. You can know it's a verified account, which I'm curious, did they just call Barack himself and say, hey, is this yours? But, you know, they're supporting it across all the networks as verified. So, you know, if you are trying to connect with anybody, we're not just saying Obama, but any political affiliation, you guys can now reach verified accounts. So he's there. It just went live, I believe. Is it yesterday? I think it just went live yesterday. So I think we're right on top of it, actually.
The Obama 2012 page, I'm seeing the first post November 14th.
November 14th? So a week ago.
Yeah.
That would be a week ago. Well, why am I showing it? It was just, it said, when I read it, was
unless
Wednesday.
I'm on the wrong page.
No, if it's the one that has the verified check mark, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're looking at the page. You're not looking at his account.
Okay.
Sarah, oh, come on now.
Well, is this page official? It doesn't have a verified check mark.
No, his page isn't. The Barack Obama page isn't official. Well, for his name, it's official.
Okay.
You just type in his name, not just Obama, but
Barack Obama. And you'll get Obama for America page. And then below the post, you'll see it there. Okay. So he has a plus mark. So if you're on there, go ahead and give him a plus, just because we're happy as can be. Give him a plus. All right, what else do we have at the end? I know we wanted to cover some other things. What else do we have? Was that it? That's
last
it?
Last but not least is the casually pepper spray everything cop meme.
Okay. Yeah.
So let's get that out there. I know you wanted to bring that up at the end, so let's get that out there. Where can they find
it?
We can listen to Sarah type it in.
That's not me. It's not
That's me.
It's Liz. We can listen to Liz type it in, and we can follow her keystrokes. Go ahead, Scorvita.
You can go to knowyourmeme.com.
Okay.
And it's up on there.
Oh, my gosh. That was...
I think there's a Tumblr about it, too, now, of course.
You are a hard typer. Let me just say that right now.
Yeah.
Liz Money is a hard typer. She bang, 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 bang. The whole way.
It's like gaming in me, a button smasher.
All right. Well, we'll find. I see the site, and I've got to go find the actual pepper spray one. There's a ton of them out there now. There's one called Pepper Spray All the Children. There's a whole bunch of Know Your Memes.
Oh, no.
There's a whole bunch of them that are out there now. We'll have to, let me search in Pepper
Spray. Yeah, knowyourmeme.com is a pretty handy resource on this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, very much so.
Man. I'm searching for Pepper Spray real quick to see if I can find it. Pepper Spray Cop. There it is. Casually Pepper Spray Everything Cop. I've got it. We'll bookmark it, put it in the show notes.
I like the one where he's pepper spraying the Constitution. I think that's appropriate.
Yes. He's,
I agree.
Yeah.
If you go down the list, he's back in the old. They put him in top of everything. Old time photos, war, yeah. People out in the middle of fields. Oh, there's
historic,
the one.
Historic works of art. Yeah.
Yeah. The what is it? The guy, the
Not
drummers,
Rushmore.
The drummers in the fife. He's out there spraying those guys down at the thing. This
Jesus.
Jesus gets pepper sprayed. Everybody. And then, of course, they have a link to the pepper spray that you can buy on Amazon. So they're going for the dollars right there. That's perfect. Thank you, Corvita.
Amazon reviews are pretty good, too.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. Amazon reviews can be hilarious sometimes when people start, you know, up the three wolves howling at the moon shirt.
Yes.
Those are the best.
Yeah. That's great. That was my favorite of all times.
And I enjoy the tags that are on the pepper spray. The tags are tenderly applying pepper spray, casually pepper spraying, mildly employing a dose of pepper spray, and this one is my favorite, charitably administrating pepper spray. It's a good site. We'll link to this one so everyone can see. They're evaluating the submission, of course, but the videos, and then you see the pictures. go across the examples all across the web that are out there. So where can we find everybody? Corvita, what do you have coming up? Christmas?
Nothing. I'm chilling right now. I have the GE campaign going on right now.
Okay.
They're looking for an Instagrapher. And I'm just chilling. Ted Youth just finished. That was a big thing that just happened for me recently. Ted Youth finishing up, which was an awesome and amazing event.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, for you, it's shegeeks.net for everyone to find you online and at Corvita. And then if you need anything else about her, it's on her site. All the links are down the side, as you know very well. Sarah, yours is easy. If you just go to her About Me page, or if you go and click anything inside of TechCrunch or anything, she writes about every 8 minutes. You'll see an article from her. Scroll across the screen.
Yeah, only mornings Eastern time. And yeah, that's usually when.
But basically, you do so yeah. multiple, right? At this point, it's pretty much you have multiple going per day that show up on TechCrunch.
Yeah.
So it's a good source to go to. Everyone knows it's techcrunch.com/author/Sarah-Perez, or they can go to your Sarah in Tampa site if they want to. That has your other information, right?
Yeah, or just, you know, I'm Sarah in Tampa on Twitter, so you can just look at my Twitter profile for my links.
Excellent. Liz, what about you? What do you want them to do?
I am currently still doing some other podcast with NewOrleansTech.net, which is my local website and podcast that I do. And I am on Twitter, Liz_money. I think the next project that New Orleans Tech is doing, that's going to be fun. We did it last year for the first time. We're doing a Teen Tech Day where we...
Nice.
We have a total tech day for just for teens. I think 13, we had some 12-year-olds come in to about 17. So we talked to them all about futures in technology and things like that.
Very cool. You probably ended up learning a few things about their preferences. I know, as that went along the way. Because teens know a heck of a lot. So we'll keep this. So everybody, it is Thanksgiving time in the U.S. For our international listeners, enjoy the rest of your work week while we... on Friday, sleep from eating too much of something. It doesn't matter what it is because everyone stuffs themselves like crazy tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
This will be out on Thanksgiving in the U.S. side as well as everybody else. We wish everybody will talk to you in 2 weeks. I want to thank the ladies for joining me this evening and to the rest of the social geeks that were on call and on board. We wish them a good holiday and we will be back to talk to everybody in just a couple. So you ladies, hold on. Everybody else, we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
The girls holding it down, man.
So what I've been doing the whole time is I've been holding my camera up to Sarah's avatar to try to get the face thing to recognize her across the networks. It's just, it's not.
What?
Joking. Let me see if I can get this to, you know, show up at face.com. No, it doesn't work.
So now our avatars will have to defy the facial recognition algorithm.
Liz did it. She's got a big swoop of hair crossing her on Skype. You can't get her whole face in a shot.
There you go.
And Corvita's is blank.